You're listening to Customer on Service, an audio blog of bad service experience. And today, I just want to talk about this company, and I can't even give you their name because these people are so sleazy, they haven't even bothered to give a name or contact details. So, yes, but here's what they do. When you register a domain name for an internet URL, you pay someone to register that domain, and it's typically around $10-ish dollars for a year, and it drops down with the more years you buy. Every year or 2 years or whatever you've chosen, that domain name comes up for renewal. Now, in companies, often someone will register a domain name for the company to use, but you know they may not be in that job for a couple of years. They may move on, and so the new person comes in, gets the renewal notice, and goes, "Oh, I should just pay this," and they just pay the bill unthinkingly. And we got one at work this morning from a company that cannot be named because they don't offer their name, asking us to renew a domain name that we own. Now, this looks relatively legitimate. It's addressed to us personally, so it's not like spam. And yes, it says, as a courtesy to domain name holders, we're sending you this notification. This is to inform you that it's time to send in your registration and save. Oh my God. Failure to complete the domain name registration by the expiration date will result in cancellation of the offer, making it difficult for your customers to locate you on the web, and so on and so on. And it's all in bold and underlined and looking very imposing that if you don't do this, you'll lose your domain name. That's got the prices. $75 for a year, $119 for 2 years, and on it goes upwards. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. This domain name was never registered with these people, if I even knew who these people were. This is simply a... Well, for a start, the only contact details here is a fax number. So the way you renew this domain is by fax. There is an address here that I'm sure is dodgy and won't actually go anywhere, like a physical address, not an internet address. And there is no phone number. There's no company name other than the mob calling themselves Domain Notifications. The email comes from Domain Services, and it's on a Hotmail address, dtmnotifications2982@hotmail.com. So pretty dodgy to start with. And the thing is that this domain was never registered with them, and these people just send out this notification on spec, on the off chance that you'll just read it, get it across your desk, and go, oh, here's a bill, I don't know much about it, but it looks like we need to pay it, and so you pay it. What you're actually asking them to do by doing that is to transfer the domain from the existing domain registrar into their company, and then they continue to charge you then at exorbitant rates. If you read the fine print, the very fine print at the bottom, it actually says, by accepting this offer, you agree not to hold this company liable for any part. This is not a bill. This is a solicitation. It goes on to say that there's no pre-existing relationship between them and the domain mentioned above. It's not in any part associated with the continuation of services for domain registration. So it's just completely dodgy, but they're trying to charge you and make it sound as though you're renewing your domain, and you're simply not. You're actually transferring the domain to them or paying them for some other service. It's actually quite unclear as to what you're actually paying for, but it does certainly make it look like it. The reason they get away with it, they may get away with it, is because the way this is worded, at no stage does it actually say what you're doing. It simply says that it's time to send in your registration. It may be. Failure to complete the domain name search registration will result in cancellation. And that's true. If you don't renew it, it will expire. You're not renewing it with them. That's the key point. You need to renew it with the people you actually bought it from. They're just trying to make it sound like they're them. So keep your eye out for that one. It's very dodgy. I'd like to tell you who to steer clear of, but I don't even know who it is. So there you go. You're listening to Customer on Service, an audio blog of bad service experience.